This is Wisconsin Today. One Wisconsin family knows how to row a boat, yes, merrily, but also speedily, among the best in the world. Cindy Rusher is a two-time Olympian from West Bend. She's also a member of the UW-Madison Women's Varsity 8 National Championship crew in 1986. Her son, Nick Rusher, is a member of the men's 8 team for Team USA, competing this year in the Paris Olympics. Nick's boat finished first in its heat late this morning local time. That means they'll race again Saturday for the gold medal. I talked with Cindy and Nick Rusher earlier this month while Nick was in the home stretch of training in Italy before heading to Paris. One of Nick's sisters rode in the 2021 Tokyo Games, another in college. I started by asking Cindy what it's been like to see her children take up the sport she and her husband, also an Olympic medalist, spent so much time with in their lives.
Well, obviously, it's thrilling for us. I would agree with Nick that it's a little bit surreal for us. And probably won't feel real until we get to Tokyo or until we get to Paris and actually see him racing on the Olympic course. But yeah, we are over the moon with excitement.
And speaking of Tokyo, Cindy, when your daughter was there, you couldn't go. It was COVID time. There are little or no spectators there, right? So I imagine you're extra excited to actually be able to see this one.
It was pretty heartbreaking to not watch Allie. I have to tell you, that was a hard time for her and for us and for all those athletes. So, to be able to go to Paris and watch Nick is just a dream for us.
Nick, not everybody follows in their parents' footsteps. They might, my kids, for example, no interest in radio. What was it that made you decide, yes, I'm embracing this family sport?
Well, I counted myself lucky. My parents never really forced me to row. Maybe it was all part of their plan, but they definitely encouraged me to play different sports. And then when I got to high school, they were kind of like, oh, maybe you should try rowing and see if you like it or not. And of course, I tried it and got good genetics from them. So I ended up being pretty good at it and liked it from there. But it was also, I also wanted to be part of my family legacy. You know, both my sisters were rowing in college at the time, and obviously my parents had success at the Olympic level. So it was always a dream of mine. And then I feel like it just sort of fell into place.
Cindy, how did rowing at UW-Madison launch you toward that Olympic career?
I would credit my coach, Sue Ela, because when I was a sophomore at Wisconsin, I had just made the varsity boat, which was exciting. And then she encouraged me to do some national team testing, and which I would have never done without her encouragement. I just didn't think I was good enough. And she encouraged me to do it. And that sort of set me off on the path of being on the national team. So, and quite a few of my teammates had been on the Olympics in the past. And then a group of us that I was currently training with at the time, we all rode in the Olympics together afterwards. So it was extremely instrumental in getting me to the Olympics.
And Nick, talk us through your road to the Olympics after picking up the sport, as you were saying, making that decision in high school.
I decided to row in college. During my junior summer, I, kind of like my mom, didn't really think I was good enough to necessarily make the national team. But one of my club coaches from California Rowing Club, Mike Tatey, encouraged me and a couple other guys my age to try out. And I happened to make the team that summer while I was still in college. So that was, you know, a dream come true. And then kind of from there, I knew I wanted to row and try and make the Olympic team. So I tried out again last summer and unfortunately didn't make it, but I would actually say that provided me really good motivation and just put me in a really good mindset for what I had to do to get better, you know, this last year, and kind of just put my head down and trained really hard, put in a lot of miles, a lot of time on the water. And then starting in January, there were various camps in Sarasota, Florida, where we had to do, you know, ergometer testing and just general fitness testing. And then we started selecting the boat. And probably by mid-March, the boat was selected and I had made it. So I was psyched.
We're talking about rowing in a family full of Olympians with Cindy Rusher, two-time Olympian from West Bend, her son Nick competing in the Paris Games with the men's eight crew. Let's talk about the sport itself. Cindy, this is the sport that's in the Boys in the Boat book and movies that got some attention. I haven't seen the movie, read the book, and what struck me is it sounds physically grueling, demanding. I felt exhausted just reading the sort of row-by-row accounts of some of these races. That was leading up to the 1936 Olympics. Can you talk about the physical demands of this sport?
It's very physically demanding, and I would say that's one of the reasons we didn't pressure any of our kids to row, because Jack and I both knew how it was. And, you know, if you're not really passionate about it, you're not going to be able to do the work. But, you know, it involves many, many hours of, you know, we call it steady state rowing, which is difficult physically, but it's also, you know, can be a little bit boring because we just want to race. And so, you know, there's a lot of time spent on the water, but there's also a lot of time spent training and testing on the rowing machines, and lots of time, you know, running hills and in the weight room and running stairs at the stadium at the University of Wisconsin. You know, I mean, it's pretty grueling. But it's also a great sport because the harder you work, the more you get out of it. So I love that aspect of it.
And a key here, Nick, is this is a team sport. I mean, obviously, you're all getting in peak individual performance readiness there, but you're coordinating. You got eight rowers plus one. Talk about the team angle of this.
It's really unique, especially on the national team, because everyone is pretty self-interested until they make the boat. And then once the boat's together, you have to work together to try and win a medal and, you know, hopefully win the race. So it's definitely a transition from how do I put myself in the best situation that I can? How do I make sure the coaches know that I'm moving the boat well? And then it transitions towards a group mindset of, all right, how do I work with everyone else, with technique, with mindset? How do we together do this extremely difficult task and get down the race course as fast as we can?
Cindy, bringing things back home to Wisconsin, we think of Wisconsin as a home to Olympic speed skaters. We contribute some good hockey to the world. How strong is the crew scene here in Wisconsin at the UW? Is this a place that the country looks to?
Yeah, historically, there have been quite a few Olympians that come out of Wisconsin for rowing. And the programs have been around for a long time. And, you know, we were one of the only Midwest programs when I was rowing. And so, yeah, we were notorious for producing some pretty good rowers. And I think that's still the case today. I know there's a handful of Badgers that are going to be racing in Paris. So yeah, Wisconsin's definitely known as a rowing powerhouse.
Now, Nick, when people are watching the Olympics, they're watching these eight-man crew events. Give us some tips as a spectator. What are we watching for? How do we make sense of this sport if we've never rowed crew ourselves?
Well, the eight is the fastest boat that you can race at the Olympics. And because the race is much faster, it means it's short to watch. It's almost like watching a sprint. So you'll generally see that the crew leading at around halfway is going to win the race. So everybody's goal is to be out leading the race. It's much easier to race when you're out in front. But definitely expect a late charge from the U.S. crew. We've been practicing that a lot. And I think we're going to time it to perfection.
All right, now maybe on a less competitive level, Cindy, you've got a family of rowers. Do you ever, and you're in West Bend there, do you ever get out on the lakes in canoes or kayaks together?
Absolutely. As my husband can attest to, any sort of boat that we can acquire and take out in the lake, I'm all for that.
All right.
So we sail and we kayak and we paddleboard and we row and yeah, we do it all.
Okay. Now I'm worried here, Nick, because I could see, okay, maybe it's a leisurely paddle. You're a bunch of Olympic level competitors. Do you end up finding yourself racing each other?
Sometimes I think we've gotten, you know, most of us have gotten that out of our system. Rowing is kind of a good outlet for that. But occasionally we'll devolve into some sort of racing situation where, you know, we're one person starts pushing the pace maybe a little faster and the other person tries to keep up, and then all of a sudden you're both going a little too hard to call it leisurely. So yeah, definitely.
I gotta ask you, Cindy, as a parent. Now, my kids, you know, played soccer for years and years. I don't really know soccer, so I don't have any valid advice for them. When you're watching, though, as somebody who knows the sport very well, do you, and you're watching your kid now rowing, do you kind of have, you know, that coach or that experienced athlete mindset where you're offering advice, even though, of course, he couldn't hear it?
Well, yeah, I would never give unsolicited advice to my child, that's for sure. But yeah, you can't help watch him race. And I'm thinking to myself, get your blade in quicker. Come on, Nick.
And do you feel that pressure, or maybe it's positive? Do you feel that encouragement out there when you're out in the water, Nick?
Oh, I feel a ton of encouragement. I feel lucky that both my parents competed at such a high level, because they know what demands, what the sport demands and just how hard it actually is. So no, I don't feel any pressure from them, really. Just a great support system from my family and friends all around the lake in West Bend.
Good luck to you, Nick, then in Paris.
Thank you.
And Cindy, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That was Cindy Rusher, two-time Olympian from West Bend, Wisconsin, and her son Nick, who's competing in the Paris Games with the men's 8 crew. We talked to him about their love of rowing and what it's like to compete at the highest level of the sport.